First Nations students on reserves across Canada should have access to the same educational standards, supports, and opportunities available to other Canadians. That's why the Government of Canada is working with First Nations parents, schools, teachers, and leaders to improve the current system. Earlier this year, Prime Minister Stephen Harper, Aboriginal Affairs and Northern Development Minister Bernard Valcourt, and National Chief Sean Atleo announced a historic agreement between the federal government and the Assembly of First Nations, one that will smooth the way forward in our common goals of enhancing First Nations education. It has taken years of discussion and studies, as well as long, unprecedented consultations with First Nations leaders, parents, educators, and others, but the agreement to proceed with the final drafting and introduction of the First Nations Control of First Nations Education Act marks an historic milestone for all First Nations and all Canadians. First Nations are best placed to control First Nations education. The legislation will recognize their responsibility and accountability to administer their education system on reserve under the Act. The Act will ensure that minimum education standards on reserve are consistent with provincial standards off reserve. For example, the legislation will enable First Nations schools to teach a core curriculum that meets or exceeds provincial standards. Students will be expected to meet minimum attendance requirements, and teachers will require proper certification. First Nations schools will also award widely recognized diplomas or degrees. This legislation will establish a stable and predictable statutory funding regime, one that recognizes the importance of language and culture as an essential element of First Nations education. It will also create a joint council of education professionals to provide advice and support to Canada and to First Nations on how best to implement and oversee the Act. The Government of Canada and the Assembly of First Nations will continue working together on the passage of the First Nations Control of First Nations Education Act. Any necessary regulations to follow will be jointly developed. As a former schoolteacher and a legislator with several First Nations reserves in my riding, I know this historic agreement is one that we should all support. In the days ahead, as we move forward together, more First Nations children in Yorkton, Melville, and across Canada will have access to quality education. That education will open the door to full participation in Canada's economic future, to the benefit of us all. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.